All right, real quick, guys. It's February 29th, leap year. I know that was so corny, but hey, I just had to get on here just so I can have a mark on this day. Thank you, Jesus, for us being here again today, for us opening up, for you opening up our eyes, awakening us, and giving us a productive day. I hope you guys all had a productive day. Excuse the noise in the background. I'm only here for a couple seconds here. I will not hold you long, I promise. I know you have to get on about your business for today so we can move on and get to the next thing. It is the very last day of Black History Month. And again, we want to honor all of our Black historians who have done something to increase life, who has done something to better us in this life and just give us a more easier way to do things, you know, because when we think about all of the creations that and all of the inventions that our Black historians have done, our Black historians have done things to make things just a little bit better for us now and back then. So we just want to appreciate all of our people from Black history, all of our people in today's society that are doing so much to increase life living, making things smarter, not harder, okay? And that's all we live for. It's just to make things smarter, not harder. Not goes to say that everybody or whoever else who has a light or who has something that has increased life, we're not overlooking you, but right now is the very last day of Black History Month, and we are honoring our Black history makers. And we want to just say thank you for the timeline. Thank you for putting yourself on the timeline. Thank you for all the creations and everything. And we just want to keep going. Let's continue to make history. Let's continue to make history always, all the time. So much respect to our community. And you guys share this. And I hope that you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday, March the 1st. And if you are getting this at another time, have a blessed day. Whatever day you get to this message, okay? There's a lot going on in the country. There's a lot that we could talk about. There's a lot of things we are actually opening a new... We're opening in 2024 a new door here in Chosen Royalty. And because we know that you come here for a reason, you come here for motivation, encouragement, or whatever else, whatever you come here for, I encourage you to keep coming back. And we want to always keep a door open in these podcasts so that way that it blesses you to keep going. And it's so important that we keep going. You've came so far. You've done so much. And I want you to know it is for you to keep going. And the Lord wants you to keep pushing. He's right behind you. He's went before you already. So he knows what's there. All you have to do is allow him to direct you. And you just keep going. He's right behind you, giving you okay. Giving you the okay. Yes, you did well. Go ahead and take the next step. Okay. Remember, your next step is ordered by the Lord. Thank you so much, Jesus. And I know that it gets hard. Yes, it's hard to keep going. It's hard for that next step. But he has it all under control, whether it looks hard or not, whether the step looks steep, whether it's too much, is it too narrow, whatever it looks like. Remember, it's all in the hands of the Lord. And if you mess up, if you slip anyway, I'm just going to guarantee you that every slip that you make, the Lord is dispatching angels to come pick you up so you will not fall, okay? You will only slip or stumble, but you won't fall. And if you mess up, you think you're making the wrong decision. I've actually incurred and have been enduring that lately, is trying to make a decision. And if I'm going to make a decision, just go ahead and do it. And God will give me the yes or no that wasn't right, or Yes, this is right. I did say yes. This is in my will. So keep going, keep going, keep going. Just keep making the next step and I will continue giving you the yes or no. And he works in that order. Okay. He wants to know, where's your faith and are you, you know, walking by faith? And when your faith continues to grow, you will continue making the steps in righteousness, praying along the way. And then afterwards, he will tell you yes or no. Either that thing will work out or that either that thing will not work out. So you have to figure out just by taking the step, the leap of faith, and then figure things out. Once we get an answer, once you hear the answer. And so I'm just kind of going through this whole process with you right now in this step. And I want you to continue to go through that process and keep going. Okay. Whatever you're doing right now, I'm here with you. I am praying for you and I am continuously keeping the faith, okay, for me and you, okay, because I know it's hard. But yes, let me go ahead and get you, because I can keep ranting and going on and on and on, but I just want to come on here and make a mark on this February 29th, 2024. I don't know which, what number episode we're on. We are somewhere in the maybe 400s, 380, 390. We're somewhere. I got to go back and look. I don't even keep up anymore. I just make them and go. You know, you guys are so exciting. I can just hop on, make it, and just keep going, you know, because the Lord is guiding me. And on my journey and on my story, you guys come back to hear more and you're inviting others. And I thank you and I love you. I really, really do. I honestly, truly love you. Before I go, I want to give a big shout out, okay? I just went to a dentist in the Woodlands, Texas, and I tell you, I had the best experience ever. And anybody in Texas, okay, whether you're in Dallas or you're Houston, it's worth the drive. I went to see Dr. Carrie Muzny, Muzny, amazing woman, amazing, loving light. And as you see her, she's beautiful all in itself. Go ahead. I invite you to check her out on Instagram. And, or you can Google her all the same, but check out her Instagram, Dr. Carrie Muzny. There are several pictures of her work, her dental work. She's a cosmetic dentist, but she also works other miracles right there in her office. And she's very easy to talk to, very easy, a loving spirit. I invite anyone looking for a cosmetic dentist. If you're looking for beautiful veneers, oh my goodness, they're natural, beautiful, and they're not so over eccentric. They do not, I guarantee you, she will not make you look like you just stepped off of a movie scene that is a dramatic movie scene. Now, you're not applying to be the Real Housewives of Texas and you need blazing white teeth in front of, you know, in front of the cameras all the time. That's not what we're looking for, because it looks fake. It looks, you know, that look looks like you're doing too much. Okay. So it is not real. It's nobody walks around with a fantasy smile that is brighter than LED lights, you know, and you don't want to smile and it looks like you have LED lights in your mouth. I'm telling you, Dr. Carrie Muzny is, just go on and see. That's all I'm going to say, okay? And if you're looking for real, beautiful, natural, white, straight, clean, a clean look, and that's a perfect way to put it. She gives you a beautiful, cosmetic, clean look, and I guarantee your look will enhance. She focuses on enhancements. So please go visit Dr. Carrie Muzny in the Woodlands, Texas. Please, for me, I have a few flight attendants that I am passing this along to, and I hope you all go and check it out. Delta, take my advice. Please pass this along and let Delta know, I recommend her, okay? Okay, so now that was a wonderful commercial. That was my commercial break back to where I'm going with this whole thing. I want you guys to realize that you're a blessing and you are needed. Okay, we love you. You are needed in this world, and just keep going and appreciate others, love others, pray for others, pray even for your enemies, but keep on going. Okay, that's the most important thing that I can tell you. We're about to start March. Let's walk into this March together. Okay, and remember the Sabbath, remember Lent, and yeah, keep going. I love you so much, guys. To God be the glory. I'm out of here. It's 10 minutes. It's almost 11 minutes. I'm out of here. Peace. Love you. Bye.